incredible land. In the name of the only Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mandisa, amen. Kirk Franklin, Toby Mack. I think Billy Graham was in there. Believe the same. Good morning to you at 7:49.
Weather-wise today, morning clouds and sunshine, high 36. Mostly clear and 21 tonight, then sunny and 45 Friday. Mostly sunny and 53 Saturday. Clouds and rain in the picture. And 51 for the high on Sunday. Right now in Lancaster, it's 28, 27 in York, 25 in Lebanon, and 27 in Harrisburg.
We're having a blast with our in-studio guests this morning from Shrewsbury Christian Academy. Christina Tiener here. We're learning how to rip stick. We're hearing great stories about preschoolers. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And you guys have both been getting texts from friends, and I understand they're listening. You guys want to give a shout out to somebody that's listening at school?
Absolutely. Yeah, we want to give a shout out to all of our friends in student care this morning. Hey, guys.
Hi, guys.
Good to know you're listening. Thanks so much, too, for everybody who sent us these text messages. Very, very excited that you're all listening.
Yeah, it's fun for Lisa and I because they're like, oh, look, this is from this person. Oh, look, so-and-so says we sound great. Oh, look. It's a lot of fun. Christine Huffman is the principal at Shrewsbury Christian Academy. Christine, tell us about Shrewsbury Christian Academy.
Oh, it's a wonderful school. Shrewsbury Christian Academy is located in Shrewsbury, but it's the mailing address is New Freedom, so a lot of people know that area down there. We're right across the Maryland line in Pennsylvania, and we're a small school. We service K-3 through 8th grade, and it's just a warm, inviting place. The teachers they just bubble with the love of Jesus. They really do. And the goal of everyone there is for all the kids just to grow in their relationship with God, to know Him better and know His creation better. And it's just an awesome place to be for us and the kids.
And Amen. You were a fourth grade teacher before you were a principal.
I was.
And you were telling me about the other day how one of the students came over and you were just reading books and how much you miss it, in a sense.
I do. Yeah. I do miss the one-on-one interaction. But now, instead of having just a small classroom full of children, I have 80-plus children that I get to give hugs every day. So it's awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Now, I understand you guys, if folks want to find more information out, you guys have an open house coming up.
We do. We have two open houses, one in February and one in March. They're both on Saturdays, both the 17th. And we are going to have open doors from 10 a.m. to noon.
And if folks want to come, they can just drop in?
They can, anytime between 10 a.m. and noon. We're going to have some refreshments there. We'll have some gifts for the kids. So we just hope that you stop by and you can see and feel the love of Jesus as we do.
And Amen. If folks want to get information or directions, they can visit you online?
Yes, they can. scaonline.org.
And Tina Smith is with us. She is the marketing coordinator and the pre-K aide. And we've been hearing all kinds of great stories about what you do with the pre-K kids. But I understand in addition to the open houses, you have another event coming up.
Yes, we've got the Easter egg coming up, the Easter egg hunt, sorry, and that is March the 31st, and that's a Saturday, so it's the last Saturday in March, I think, actually, and it's going to be a blast. We've got great grounds for hiding all sorts of eggs, and every year we've got a great turnout. We also have donations that come from different local businesses in the area, so we have lots of pre-filled eggs. It's just fantastic.
And that's coming up March 31st. What time does that start that morning?
10 a.m. is what we're shooting for right now. Yeah.
And you have the Scholastic Book Fair that's coinciding with that.
Yes, we do. In fact, our Scholastic Book Fair, I believe, will be running from the end of March into the beginning of April. And it's a great opportunity to come get all sorts of reading material for ages from 3 all the way to adults. There's a few books that I'm interested in this year I'm going to get.
And Tina, why is Christian education so important to you?
Well, because it's not an easy thing to understand what it means to have a relationship with God, and Christian education gives students the opportunity to experience God's love every single day through their teachers, through the staff at the school. Like Mrs. Huffman was telling you, she got to read a story to a friend the other day. So finding that relationship isn't exactly easy. It's not something that comes naturally to people. So we have the opportunity with Christian education to teach students not just academics, not just, you know, the importance of physical activity, but also the importance of having that daily relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes. Shrewsbury Christian Academy has two open houses coming up February 17th, March 17th, 10 to noon, 10 to noon, not moon, both days. And the Easter egg hunt, March 31st, that begins at 10 o'clock. The Scholastic Book Fair happening then as well. Get all the info online, scaonline.com. shrewsburyfamilyfellowship.org. Christina, Tina, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, we had a blast. You.
This was a lot of fun.
Back to the music we go. This is Chris Tomlin, Jesus, Messiah, FM 90.3.